I haven't been in morning prayer in such a long time. I forgot to take the mic. Turn to Psalm. Psalm 61. It's actually one of my favorite psalms, especially this particular passage. And I've been spending almost every waking minute moving right now. You know, when we came to Hong Kong, we came with 10 boxes, right, back in 2002, and we just moved, and we had over 80 boxes. That's not including our furniture. That was just our junk, our stuff. So it's amazing how much you accumulate. And so I've just been going crazy, sleeping like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, every morning. And so, you know, yeah, in the midst of all the busyness, trying to find time to spend with God, and honestly not being very successful in doing that, you know, but coming back to this passage, so in Psalm 61, let's go to verse 5. My soul wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold, I shall not be shaken. On God my salvation and my glory rest, the rock of my strength, my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Men of low degree are only vanity, and men of rank are a lie. In the balances they go up. They are together lighter than breath. Do not trust in oppression, and do not vainly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart upon them. Once God has spoken, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God, and loving kindness is yours, O Lord, for you recompense a man according to his work. Amen. Is it 60? Yes. Psalm 62. You guys figured that out, I hope, right? Sorry about that. So I even left my Bible at home. So this this passage, you know, the idea of waiting in silence before the Lord, it's so important, you know. Like for me, you know, and a lot of the reflection is on this week on moving. You know, with so many boxes, so many things to do, and if maybe your mind is like my mind, if there's clutter or if something's messy or something, I can't do anything until I fix it up. You know, I just cannot stand, you know, messiness, or, you know, it's my anal retentive side that comes out in this. And so, you know, you can imagine what happens to a person like me in the midst of all this stuff. I'm just, my brain is just working overtime. You know, a million things I have to do. I have to figure things out. You know, and it's such a direct contrast to how God asks us to live our lives. You know, He says here, right, my soul wait in silence for God only. You know, there's this incredible stillness, you know, this peace that we are to always enter into. And the crazy thing is, you know, in the midst of the moving and everything, every once in a while I'll sit down just to gather my thoughts, and, you know, and I'll pray a prayer, and it's just the peace of God just comes, even in the midst of all the craziness, you know. And that's, I mean, that's just about moving. I can't imagine, you know, for many of us at church that we have to make decisions on our work, you know, decisions on relationships, you know, decisions on investments, you know. I mean, so many decisions that we make, our family and these things, and that's of so much more weight than just boxes you have to, you know, arrange. Right, and in the midst of all these things, and I'm talking about the clutter in our minds, right? All the thoughts and all the decisions, and, you know, and all the future and the pressure and all these things, you know. And the psalmist comes to this place, and he just says simply, right, my soul, the soul, right, which would be, you know, and this is a very easy way to understand. Now, the Bible, the writers have used this interchangeably, right, and stuff, but generally when we talk about the soul, we're talking about mind, will, and emotions. I mean, these three things are probably what mess us up more than anything else, right? Our mind, our will, our emotions, right? The spirit is eternal, and that lasts forever, and then there's the physical, right? So we can say we're made up in body, soul, and spirit. Spirit, which is eternal, the soul, which is the mind, will, emotions, and the physical, which is the flesh that you see out here in the midst of us. And he says, my soul, my mind, will, emotions, you know, they wait in silence for God only. You know, and so the psalmist has been able to take his mind, his will, and his emotions, and has been able to discipline them, right, that they become silent before the Lord. Yeah, I mean, that this is an incredible task for many of us. You know, that, and I'll say this, that in your relationships, in your decision-making, if you're able to quiet your mind, will, and emotions, you've won the battle. You know, I know that when I pray, and we're all probably like this, you know, you really want to get into the zone with God, right? And it takes like 10, 15 minutes just to unleash the clutter in our mind so that there's silence, right? And so in that silence, that's when God speaks. You know, or I should say, God's always speaking, but it's in that silence that we actually begin to hear and listen, you know, to what God has to say. And we take our thoughts, we take everyone else's thoughts, you know, we take our emotions and all these things, we take it out of the way so that God can really download what he's already been speaking to us. But because it's so loud in our minds, you know, we're not able to really receive the message or the word that God has for us. And there's a lot of words there, you know. Let's continue on in reading this, right? My hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I will not be shaken, right? And this is the psalmist's, you know, faith, right? This is his statement that he's putting his trust in God. He waits only for God in silence. He doesn't listen to anyone else's voice, his own nor anyone else's. He's in that place, and the anchor of all this is that he says, God, I just hope and I trust in you. You are my rock. You are my salvation. You know, you are my everything in this place. And then he turns, right, and it's a chorus to all of us, right, and he says, trust him at all times, O people. Don't trust him just when it's good. Don't just trust him when things are okay. You know, trust him at all times. You know, every area of our life, everything that we have in our lives. And how can we come to that place? You pour out your heart before him because God is a refuge for us. You know, and I remember early in my Christian life when I, you know, was really learning about prayer and, you know, and crying out to God and these things. And then just this simple thought came to me because, you know, a lot of times we're pretty reserved people, right? You know, I mean, like, you know, I like Nelly and all and stuff, but I'm not going to go up to Nelly and just share everything, blah, 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 you know? I mean, there are people that do that, and we pretty much think they're pretty weird, right? I mean, I do, you know, someone meets me for the first time and just shares their whole life story and all this stuff, and I feel like, wow, you know, take it easy, man, right? Let's build some relationship first. And so, but when we're like that with people, you know, but a lot of times we're like that with God, too. You know, in that we're so reserved. And the funny thing is God already knows. You know, I mean, he already knows our thoughts. And he's the only one that's able to do something with our thoughts. But yet we become very reserved with God in many ways. You know, and maybe some of it's because, you know, our church culture. You know, that you may have grown up in a church culture where you had to be very proper with God. You know, and you had to, you know, like only, you know, you could only say certain things to God and whatnot. Or maybe, you know, you come from a very high church kind of background. Or maybe you've always seen God as a very, like, authoritarian figure, you know, in some way. And so we bring our junk, right, our past and our history, our family backgrounds and whatnot, into our walk with God and relation with God. And so sometimes we're not able to pour ourselves out to the Lord, you know, because of whatever stands in our way. And some of us, you know, we've been blessed to always know that we can pour our heart out, you know. And so, but that's the truth. You can. You know, and you can do that because only God is our refuge, right? Only God is able to absorb all the stuff that we say, you know, and only God is able to do something about it. You know, and I remember, you know, early in my Christian life, man, when I was just trying to figure things out, you know, I mean, this is not meant to do anything, but I used to curse God out all the time. You know, I mean, I used to say, you know, F words to God and, you know, whatnot, because I'm just trying to figure out our relationship, you know, and I'm bothered by certain things, and that's my language and how I operated, you know, in the past, you know, before I was a believer, and I just brought that into the relationship. But it was this, you know, really keen understanding that, you know, God, you can handle my upset behavior. You know, you can handle my curse words, you know, and you can handle, I don't do that anymore, right, so don't get the wrong idea, right, but, you know, you can handle all this stuff, and it's like, it's not offensive to God, You know what I mean? And stuff. And, you know, I did a wedding Saturday in Bali. It was a beautiful wedding. And most of Jason and Jennifer's friends were non-believers. You know, I'd probably say about 90% of the people that came. You know, and so we're sitting there, and, you know, and people are talking and whatnot. And, you know, of course, you know, these guys drink and, you know, they get drunk and they, you know, which I don't recommend at your weddings, you know, and these things happen. And then, you know, and then people start cursing, right? And so I'm there, and everyone knows I'm the pastor. I got my white suit on, right? So everyone knows even more so. You know, and, you know, someone says, oh, effing, da, 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 and, you know, because someone there is more sober and like, hey, you know, it's pastor here, right? You know, and they just think I'm offended by that, you know, and we have that idea, right, that sometimes things we say might be, if it's offensive to a religious person, it must truly be offensive to God. But it's not. You know, God can absorb any kind of junk language or junk feelings or junk thoughts that you can throw at him. You know, the Bible says, cast your cares upon me because I care for you. Pour out your heart. You know, and so there's something that's to be learned by what the psalmist is telling. He says, trust him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before God. Be real before him. Just give him all that stuff. You know, a lot of times we're not able to get release and breakthrough and freedom is because you hold that stuff inside of you. You know, that is supposed to be given to the Lord. You know, and you keep it inside, you know, and it's in like burden or, you know, it's like a poison to us. You know, we're meant to constantly be giving over these things, you know, to the Lord, right? And if you don't, it affects us, affects our emotions, it affects our feelings and our mind. And so we pour out, you know, our heart because God is a refuge, because he can handle it. You know, a refuge, right, if you don't know, that is simply defined, it's a safe place, right? You know, in a storm, people go to safe places, you know, and the psalmist is saying, look, you can pour your heart out to God. You can tell him all the stuff that's going on in your life, even stuff, bad stuff that you want to do. Just give it to the Lord because he is safe. He's a safe place. There's another psalm, you know, writes that our God is a strong tower. The righteous run to it, and they are safe. They're safe in these places, you know, and we trust in him. And because, see, we can very easily trust other things, right? I mean, that really becomes a very dastardly habit of ours. We trust our jobs. We trust, you know, money. You know, we put security, you know, and we surround ourselves with secure things, so to speak. But our only hope and faith and refuge is really from the Lord. And so the psalmist, if you think his next thoughts, that's what he goes on and says, see, men of low degree, they're nothing. It's nothing. It's just vanity. It's just nothingness. You know, it's lifted up. And he says on top of that, men of rank are a lie. You know, and so you think about all these things that we could put our faith and trust in, you know, status or whatnot. He says it's all a lie, right? You know, the lowly, the you know, the upright, you know, the exalted, it's just all a lie. You know, and in fact, you know, the balances, you know, this basically means that this just goes up and down, up and down. One day you could be lofty, the next day you could be a bum, right? You could be wealthy one day and poor the next day. And so, you know, he says it's this scale, the balance go up, and he says, all together, they are lighter than breath. You know, and he's talking about all these things are just but mere breath. Right, you know, Peter will pick up on this thought later on. He'll talk about life is just a vapor, you know, and it's all it is. And so don't trust in oppression, you know, do not vainly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart upon them. You know, once God has spoken, twice I've heard this, that power belongs to God. You know, the very thing that gives us security and whatnot. And loving kindness is yours, O Lord, and you recompense a man according to his work. Let's pray. This morning, are you tempted to put your trust in something or someone other than Jesus the Christ? Do you find that there is no silence in your thoughts or in your emotions? And maybe some of you guys have to make a decision soon. Maybe some of you, you know, there's a lot going on. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you, like He spoke through the psalmist. Let Him bring us to a place of silence and just absolute trust in God. And this morning as we pray, as you pray individually, if there are things in your life right now, decisions you have to make or thoughts, attitudes you're dealing with, can I encourage you to just pour your heart out to the Lord? As Chelsea leads us in a song of worship, let's worship the Lord. And this, worship is one of those things. It's a powerhouse tool that God has given to us that really does clear our mind, our soul, and allows our spirit to come into greater receptivity. So let's worship the Lord. So let's spend some time, let's pray for ourselves this morning, and let's pray, right, that the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. If you are here this morning or listening to us online and you know, you find that your mind is very cluttered, and you find that you are at crunch time and you have to make decisions. And, you know, let's ask the Lord to silence our thoughts. He says, I wait for Him alone. I trust Him at all times because He is a refuge. I pour out my heart to Him. And if you're not, or in not need of making a decision, or you're not cluttered, let's pray for our community, because there are many people who are. Let's ask God to breathe life over them. Huh? Let's pray. As we pray for church, let's lift up this whole weekend before God. Let's ask God's hand upon us. Let's pray starting tonight, McCain House Church, and ask the Lord to bless Jimmy and Bo as they lead house church tonight. Let's pray for Saturday. The guys are playing basketball in the morning. Pray for good fellowship, and a lot of new people would come and just be a part of the church in that way, a great avenue for fellowship. Let's lift up we have a board meeting in the afternoon. Ask God's grace and favor to come, and intercessory prayer meeting later in the afternoon as well. Let's pray for our baptism service. I think we've got 10 or 11 people getting baptized this Sunday. Let's pray for all the logistics, you know, the buses, and people won't be late and forget, and that we'd come, and the Lord would just do amazing work in our lives, and our brothers and sisters that will be sharing testimonies. I pray that they won't be nervous, that God would just really breathe upon them, and they would really share out of their heart, and that we'd be so blessed in the hearing of the words and the testimonies of their lives. And let's just pray for just an incredible time, and a time of fellowship as a church as well. Let's just lift up this weekend before the Lord. The next weekend, we are going to have our first men's retreat. And so let's really pray that God would just open up people's schedules and really encourage a lot of guys to really come. And I think this is going to be a real watershed moment for our church, especially for the guys at church. And so, you know, I really want to encourage you guys that are here and listening, you know, encourage, you know, the brothers at church, you know, to come out. Encourage your friends to come out. Encourage your boyfriends, your spouses, and I really believe it's just going to be an incredible time, and we've got a good schedule lined up, and let's really pray. Let's pray that nothing will get in the way. People's work schedules will be freed up. That we would not be distracted by the World Cup. You know, even though we will watch the games. You know, but let's pray that the Lord would really really minister to us, and there would be a seismic change that happens in the lives of our men, of brothers at this church, and that would really step up and be men of God. And so let's pray for the retreat and all the logistics and everything that's going along with it. Let's ask God to bless. We thank you for all the things going on this weekend, God. We thank you for the baptism service, Lord, and our men's retreat next week, and all the stuff that you're doing in people's lives individually. Lord, we ask that you just draw us to you, fill us with your spirit, God, and just pray that today, Lord, to start this weekend, Lord God, that you would just use us and empower us, God, and more than anything, God, bring us that place of peace and that stillness, Lord, God, that we're silent before you, God, where you truly are our refuge. Lord, and we trust you at all times. We thank you, God. Watch over us, Lord. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day today as you pray. If you guys are not working, you're not free, I'm having a NBA Finals party at my apartment this morning at 9 o'clock. You're more than welcome to come and enjoy some food and stuff like that.